The crew is rather quiet at this time, preparing for that translunar injection burn. The burn again scheduled to begin at 2 hours 35 minutes 44 seconds. The predicted duration of the burn is 5 minutes 47 seconds, and we expect that the spacecraft and S-4B will accelerate some 10,417 feet per second as a result of that maneuver. We will not get data from the burn. We'll be out of acquisition with the spacecraft at the time the maneuver occurs. Three Araya aircraft, Apollo range instrumented aircraft, are stationed in the ground track off the coast of Australia underneath the point on Earth where the translunar injection burn will be occurring, and they'll be recording data from it, which we could play back somewhat later if necessary. The booster engineers just reported that the S-4B chill down in preparation for the burn has begun.
Apollo 13 Houston, we'll be losing data from Carnarvon in about 1 minute. We'll probably have voice through Araya. Everything is hunky-dory, and we'll be listening for you to tell us how the burn goes.
Okay, this is 13. We're standing by, too.
We've had loss of signal now through Carnarvon, and Capcom Joe Kerwin has just put in a call through one of the Araya aircraft.
Okay, Jim, it's not the best, but we're reading you.
Roger.
Communications will continue to be somewhat noisy during the time that conversation from the spacecraft is being relayed through the Araya aircraft. As mentioned before, we will not see the telemetry data on the burn. We do hope to get voice reports on the progress of the maneuver from the crew. We're now just a little more than 1 minute away from the scheduled beginning of that burn.
Copy that, Jim. Good deal.
Copy that, Jim. Good deal.
Jim Lovell reports we have ignition. Lovell's report would indicate we had a very close to on-time ignition. The total burn duration should be about 5 minutes 47 seconds. Jim Lovell just reported that everything looks good with that burn. We're still about 7 minutes away from reacquiring the spacecraft through the station at Hawaii, at which time we'll get our first good look at the trajectory as a result of this burn. Into the translunar injection burn, some 2 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in the maneuver, which will start Apollo 13 en route to the moon.
Houston, Roger.
now about 20 seconds away from the scheduled shutdown time. Jim Lovell reported a few moments ago that they're experiencing a bit of vibration on the S-4B. Previous crews have also reported a similar experience toward the end of the burn.
Houston, copy, engine off.
Lovell's report of engine off came about 5 or 6 seconds after the pre-planned time.
Hawaii in 3 minutes.
Roger, Hawaii in 3 minutes.
Our communications continuing to come to us relayed through the Araya aircraft. Capcom Joe Kerwin advised Lovell and the Apollo 13 crew that we'll be reacquiring a little less than 3 minutes from now through Hawaii, at which time we should get good solid S-band communications and also our first look at the trajectory of Apollo 13 following the burn. Communications is getting quite noisy at this point through the Araya relay. Lovell's reports of ignition and engine shutdown would indicate that the burn went at least fairly close to nominal. He reported engine shutdown about 6 seconds following the time that the engine was scheduled to shut down. And we'll be reacquiring at Hawaii in about 45 seconds. We've had acquisition of signal at Hawaii. We'll stand by for a call to the crew.
Apollo 13, Houston through Hawaii. Over. Houston, you're weak but clear. It'll probably get better in a second. We're standing by for the burn report.
Roger.
And 13 Houston, the booster reports that everything looks good with the S-4.
Sounds good, Houston. The ride was very nominal. We had a little vibration, though, during most of the run.
Okay, we copied your call on that, Jim.
Okay, Joe, the Nisky read 35560 plus 04445 plus 01769, and LBC was minus 3.0.
Oh, Roger, you can't ask for much better than that. How about the burn time, did you notice?
Okay, on my trusty watch, I had about 3 3/4 seconds long.
Okay, copy that.